we are to appropriate goods and truths and make them our own. It's had a bit of a different sense of that. And it's a non-possessiveness of making them our own. So if we take that idea of making them our own or making them our sense of self, as opposed to owning them in the sense that, you know, the last two readings back talked a lot about theft and taking things for oneself. Appropriating of goods and truths includes appropriating the idea that nothing good and true is from us. It's all from the Lord. So there's no ownership of it involved in that appropriation. It's appropriating what goods and truths actually teach. The reading on that we don't think or will anything of ourselves. People expressed the anxiety that was around that idea. Who am I? If I can't think or will from myself, then who am I? One of the big things that stood out about that is that if that feeling arises, it's directing us to attend to the fact that we're owning what is the Lord, as if it's produced by us. The idea that I have a self that's real and substantial, whereas the Lord alone is real and substantial, and we live from him, not out of ourself. So that very reading can create the state that can remind us of what's gone before. So it's a good linking passage to what's going on. This reading in this chapter, we have Joseph being revealed. And what Joseph represents can only be revealed when we have given up ownership over our life. Can't happen otherwise, because we would appropriate that. And that's what profanation is about. The Lord is always in the Word, even when it's at a more literal level. Understood at a more literal level, the Lord is still within it. That's the facts and knowledges. He's within person, place, space, and time level as well. He can be accessed, but he's hidden from our limited spiritual perception when the loves of self and love of the world are still very much in play so far as in our spirituality. It works on the principle that we only get to see what we're capable of holding. And is not going to do us any spiritual damage. So the Lord fleeing into Egypt is what is more interior, being understood more literally. So that interior way of seeing can't be seen and protected from profanation. So it has that element to it. So things are very carefully managed in that respect by the Lord. So that it's when we come into a sense of giving up our life for his sake in order to find it, that this ordering can then take place.